Apostle Shower, 15 in Mount Gambier. Good morning, I'm Wade Stevens. SA Police have launched Operation Nomad in response to the threat of bushfires this fire danger season. Assistant Commissioner Noel Bamford says South East Police will be deployed on days of total fire ban, proactively detecting risky and deliberate behaviour and providing education to the community about reducing bushfire risk.
Keep your eye out, and if you see anybody doing something suspicious or irregular, please call us on 131444 and we will attend and we will investigate it.
Mount Gambier's Jordan Hutchins has added to his State Spirit of GovHack Award, progressing through the open data competition. He's won the Australian and International Spirit of GovHack Award. Mount Gambier's Ellie and Lily were honourable mentions in the International Youth Prize for their Once Upon a Crime project. It was a successful year for Mount Gambier's GovHack overall. Another local team named Three's Not a Crowd, winning award categories in SA and Queensland back in October. This weekend's 60th anniversary of the Mount Gambier Christmas Parade will feature 52 floats and 9 bands, delighting audiences young and old. Crowds of up to 18,000 are expected to fill out the streets in a celebration of joy, delight and colour. Team leader Community Events Denise Richardson says there's no rain forecast for Saturday and they're hoping it won't change.
If it is going to be a little bit cool, rug up and come down and watch, because the floats and the community groups and the sporting groups and the schools really do put a great lot of effort into this. So it would be wonderful to have everybody in Mount Gambier come down to see what they have on presentation for the 60th celebration.
The oldest French language magazine dedicated to wine, the F Wine Review, has name-dropped the Coonawarra and Clare Valley, describing them as unknown nuggets of South Australia's wine experience. The article says the lesser-known vineyards deserve the interest of the amateur. They called Coonawarra the Cab Sav El Dorado, describing the style of wines as both ripe and fresh thanks to the proximity of the ocean and the red clay. Mixed results for our local Country Basketball League sides at the weekend against the Ararat Redbacks. The Millicent Magic took them on first, falling 95-60. Their star player was unable to play on Sunday, however, and the Mount Gambier Lakers ran away with a win, 102 points to 54.